SearchITChannel.com Partner News Podcast for the week ending June 27, 2008. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Features Editor.
Barb Darrow, Senior News Editor.
And Newswriter Colin Steele.
Today we've got some really interesting segments for you. We're going to talk about the lawsuit brought against Cisco by a partner accusing the networking giant of poaching a customer. And we'll also talk about VMware teaming up with HP on virtualization. Now joining us is Rivka Little, Senior News Writer. Thanks for joining us, Rivka.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about this story?
Infocom, which was a silver-level Cisco partner, sued the vendor and last week decided to make it public. And they sued on claims that Cisco violated a partner agreement contract as well as a deal registration deal. And they're also claiming that Cisco booted them out of the partner program completely when Infocom filed suit for breach of contract on the deal registration. And ultimately, the story boils down to Infocom is claiming that Cisco poached a customer, gave it to AT&T midway through a deal, and this was a company that Infocom had been servicing with actually millions of dollars of equipment for many years prior to bringing the deal to Cisco.
What is it about this specific case that rises to the level of filing a lawsuit as opposed to just complaining about it?
For Infocom specifically, they lost their business because they led with Cisco. They had no other vendors that they were working with. So when Cisco terminated the partnership, it basically killed Infocom's entire business. And so I think Infocom just threw up its hands and said, well, I mean, they actually said to me, we could have licked our wounds and walked away and continued selling Cisco, or we could make a point and say, we're not going to be pushed around.
The customer account control is so important for all these things that VARs need to guard their customer relationships really closely. And I'm wondering if you had other Cisco partners talk about other vendors that they'd had this encounter with as well.
Definitely. Some of the partners actually said, you know, Cisco is not as bad as some of the other vendors, but all of the other vendors, major vendors, do it. Everyone mentioned somebody. Very common among everyone. And sources close to Cisco tried to explain this, and they said, you know, we didn't poach a customer. Sometimes customers don't want to work with partners. And
yeah, but they don't want to work with the partner because the vendor undercuts them on the price and everything. It's not an anti-partner mentality.
The vendors will always say it's customer choice.
But also, to be fair, one of the partners I spoke to just Friday said that he was actually in a meeting with a major vendor and a big customer that he had brought to the vendor. They were all three in the meeting, and he said the vendor was actually being really fair, but the customer turned to him and said, you know, you see the two of us guys here, and we're really big, and you're really little. What makes you think you can handle this? And he said he did get dumped by his own customer in a meeting just like that. And he said, you know what, I threw up my hands and walked away before it got any messier, because what was the point? So I don't think that it's, you know, always about the vendor. I think it sometimes can be about the customer.
Thanks so much for joining us, Rivka.
Thanks for having me.
And our next segment is about VMware and HP teaming up on virtualization. So Colin, why don't you fill us in a little bit on that?
Sure thing, Elaine. We've written a lot about VMware's partnerships with other major vendors, mostly on the hardware side. But now they're getting into a software partnership with Hewlett-Packard. Last week, VMware and HP announced three new virtualization management software offerings that integrate both of their technologies. There is one that monitors physical and virtual environments. There's one that does discovery and reporting in virtual environments. And then there's a final one which automates change processes in both virtual and physical environments. So basically, this is just kind of the two companies getting together to tackle the problem of virtualization management. Some people I talk to think that this might just be a play for customers that already use the HP platform and partners that sell it. VMware even said that this anybody can sell it, but it's mostly targeted to partners of both companies. So there's a little question about who exactly is the target audience for this and who will take the most advantage of this.
I was just going to ask you if this was available to both sets of partners.
It is. Anyone can sell it, but the people who are most qualified to sell it now are partners who are already familiar with both product lines. They're also offering training and all the assorted goodies that go along with that to get more people up to speed with the integrated offering.
And is the partnership with the HP software side or the hardware side or both?
They do have a OEM agreement with HP that's completely
separate
from this.
On the server side, yeah.
But this announcement is strictly software using HP software to manage VMware's virtualization software.
I think this is like the elephant in the room with virtualization. Everybody wants it. It saves your hardware costs, server consolidation stuff. But when you start slapping these images up, you know, it's hard to manage. You got to remember where everything is. So
that's kind of becoming the new wave of problems for virtualization customers and the resellers who have to service them is we've gone ahead, we've heard virtualization is great, we're going to implement it, and then, oh, what do we do now? I talked to somebody, I don't even think it was for this story, it was for another story, and they were saying how there's, you know, a lot of business in management, but there's also a whole new wave of, you know, second-level adopters who are learning from the mistakes of the early adopters and trying to integrate management from the get-go so they don't face those problems down the line. So it's this kind of offering that's integrated from the start that might be able to help those people prevent the problems before they happen.
You know, the interesting thing about virtualization from a VAR perspective is that if a company is spending less money on hardware and storage, I guess the advantage here is that VARs can charge on services and management services. And so hopefully the money that the customer saves will be directed to the VAR, correct?
Exactly. Virtualization does save a lot of money and time, but with those savings, you know, there's a lot of new opportunity to take full advantage of virtualization or provide additional services in other areas of IT that need attention. I hate to end the show with some bad news, but for all of our loyal fans out there, we're taking the week off next week for the 4th of July. We'll be cooking out and watching the fireworks and all that good stuff, so hope everybody has a happy and safe Independence Day. And the week following, Barb and I will be reporting live from Microsoft's Worldwide Partner Conference in sunny, warm, muggy Houston.
I think warm is a bit of an understatement there. Thanks, Colin. You can find the links to the stories we've discussed below on the page. To download this podcast and other past ones, check out searchitchannel.com/download. Be sure to use searchitchannel.com for all of your IT Channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hall,
Barb Darrow,
and Colin Steele.
Thanks for joining us and have a great 4th.